How do they get over on us like that? How do they trick us into feeding our children cow's milk instead of human milk? How did they get us to think that it was all right to put chemicals in our food? How did they put that over on us? How did they get mothers to start feeding their babies chemicals made from things they couldn't read, let alone pronounce, and then feed the children boxes, cans, and jars of stuff made from some of the same madness? And how in the name of all that is sane did they manage to get us to sit in front of a square box and not move for hours at a time? When nobody wants to be square and movement is our essence, our heartbeat. How did they get over on us like that? Got us wearing the same clothes. Everybody wearing the same clothes, trying to be unique while looking the same, like they all shopping at the same store, and they keep us buying more and more. Because we gotta have these. They are the latest, greatest, made by poor people to keep them poor. So we don't have to wear last year's gear and we can be on it. Yeah, we on it all right. We on drugs big time. We on drugs big time because they're raiding marijuana fields at the same time. They're putting drugs in our food, caffeine, sugar, artificial color, artificial flavor. Now let me see. If it's got artificial color, artificial flavor, dipotassium phosphate, and mono and diglycerides, does that make it real food? I don't think so. How did they get over on us like that? So they could sell us straight nicotine and hamburgers full of hormones and cloned fruit sprayed with pesticides and waxes, and the taxes we pay to die are killing me. Can't you see why our youth don't feel no way about taking people out today? They are not connected to humanity the way we were. We are probably the last generation of people raised on real food. How did they get over on us like that? Making us have to buy water. Humans are more than 70% water. How did they manage to pollute our water so we have to pay to drink water? Don't you know it's your birthright to have clean water you can drink free? Now let me see. If we can't drink the water, we can't breathe the air, we can't eat the food, and we can't even afford a decent place to live unless we make over $30,000 a year, where does that leave us? It leaves us with young people that have BHT and sodium nitrate instead of blood in their veins. Cold-blooded, ain't it? How did they get us to make zombies out of our children so they would buy anything dangled in front of them in the music videos and woe is me as they proceed to kill people? They proceed to kill people like turning off the TV by remote, like turning off their computer. Power off, everybody. Or delete their minds, say, after watching cartoons that make buffoons of everybody and playing music video games that kill and destroy old and new life forms. Delete. As they murder their own souls, losing control of the fire they've been sitting on, wishing it was them with the Uzi jumping out the window, blazing up the bad, good, innocent with music in the background, driving the flashiest new car, winning the war, the game, the man, the woman, and they sit on that fire, staring, eyes fixed until the flame goes out. And in a blue light daze, they go out staring, eyes fixed, glazed, to buy something. They have to buy something. Anything, a candy bar, a box of cereal, a bottle of beer, breath mints, cigars, cigarettes, a knife, a gun, anything to make them feel like a superhero. How did they get over on us like that? And who are they?